All right, Tuesday, good-looking day out there, too. We'll detail the weather forecast in just a few minutes. I think we've all done it at one time or another. We've been driving, and we just start to get a little drowsy. It's hard to keep your eyes open, and that can be very, very dangerous. There's a new survey that shows that 60% of us admit to driving while drowsy. Joining us right now, Chevy safety engineer Maureen Short. Maureen, good morning.
Good morning.
It's as dangerous, if not more so, to drive drowsy than it is to drive drunk, isn't it?
So there are really two separate impairments, but drowsy driving is very common, unfortunately. And we really want to just bring that awareness to people that Chevy is concerned about this, and we want you to think before you get on the road if you're tired.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are some of the things that you should think about before you get behind the wheel?
So definitely look at how much sleep you got the night before. Really, the last couple of days is important. But think about where you're at. Think about how far you're going. And just keep in mind that if you're going late at night, it is a bit more dangerous and you are more likely to become drowsy.
Mm-hmm. So what are some things that you should do if you are driving and you do begin to feel the eyelids get a little heavy?
So if you do feel tired while you're driving, first of all, best thing you can do is get off the road. Take that break. Get some sleep. That's the number one thing you can do. If you can't get off the road, some things we'd like you to think about. One, call a friend. Call your mom if you haven't called her in a while, but get engaged in driving. Please use your Bluetooth so that you're safe and your hands are on the wheel. Some other things, get in the game. If you can think of, if you have a partner that's driving with you, if you can make sure that they're awake and play a mental game, something to really get you engaged, that's another thing. And then the other thing that we'd like you to think about at Chevy is keep your technology on. There's a lot of active safety features that you can consider, lane departure warning, forward collision alert. These are all things that might give you that extra second or two to respond mm-hmm. if you are drowsy.
Yeah. What about, that cup of coffee or, an energy drink, something to give you a little boost to get through the journey?
So caffeine is really not something I would recommend. Yes, it may give you a boost, but sometimes it takes a while to kick in. And then the other thing is you really don't know when it's going to fade off, the caffeine high. So we really recommend that you just get off the road and don't push it.
Yeah, that's because it is dangerous. And I don't know. I was surprised. Were you surprised to find that 60% of adults admit to drowsy driving?
Yeah, it is a very high figure. However, if you look at some other stats, there's one that says 29% of us have a hard time keeping our eyes open. So if you think about that and we're getting on the road and we're taking these long road trips in the summer, it's really something that we need people to be aware of. And Chevy wants our drivers to be safe.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to pay attention to, like you said, how much sleep have you gotten? How tired do you feel? And how far do you have to drive? That's a big factor.
Absolutely.
Yeah, good advice. Maureen, we appreciate the advice. Do you have a place where people can go online for more tips and information?
I do not at the time, but if we do get that, I'll have the
All right.
people get to you.
Sounds good. Maureen, thanks a lot. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.